Campus.
Schon die antiken Philosophen fanden, dass nur Dummköpfe an Gott glauben könnten. Menschen des Verstandes dagegen nicht. Aber kann das stimmen? Sind gläubige Menschen wirklich weniger intelligent als Atheisten? Oder sind Atheisten einfach häufiger intelligent als Menschen, die an Gott glauben? Mit dem Zusammenhang zwischen Religiosität und Intelligenz beschäftigt sich der Religionsanthropologe Ed Dutton und er hat mit uns über die Thematik gesprochen.
Why did you decide to look at the negative correlation of intelligence and religiousness?
I've always been absolutely fascinated by it. You would think that people who were highly religious wouldn't be very intelligent because it seems that there's no logical reason to believe in God. But yet you get very many people who are extremely intelligent who do believe in God and who very strongly believe in God. This is an issue that's always fascinated me. I've always wanted to understand what the relationship is and how and why. What I had assumed is it was just a matter of rationality. So people who are more intelligent and more rational, and the rational thing, the logical thing, is not to believe in God. But then I found evidence that actually that's not the case.
And then you looked at three models from evolutionary psychology that attempt to explain the relationship between intelligence and religiousness. But you found that none of them were fully satisfying.
The first was this rationality model, which didn't seem to work. The second was the cultural mediation hypothesis, which argued basically that more intelligent people are better able to adjudge the cultural norm and will force themselves to believe that norm. But that didn't work because even in very religious countries there's a negative correlation between religion and intelligence. And the third model was this savanna IQ interaction hypothesis. But that didn't seem to work because it assumed that evolution stopped on the savanna thousands of years ago, which it didn't. And things which it predicted would be associated with intelligence weren't. And so that didn't work. And so the question was, how can we square the circle?
So you studied these three models and then you looked at what doesn't really work with these models, and then you developed one of the models a little further, if I understood your article correctly.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, and what was your result there?
What we thought was that basically you can contrast instinct and intelligence. When you're not thinking under a condition of high stress, you will react with that instinct, you will react with that. And the reason you do that is because you're evolved to do so. It's been adaptational, it's been useful, and we've been selected over thousands and thousands of years to react in certain ways to certain stimuli. That's an instinct.
But what do instincts have to do with the issue?
It occurred to us that that's what religion is. Religion is basically an instinct. Religion is between about 40 and 60% genetic, which implies that it's been selected for, and religion becomes heightened under times of stress. There's a lot of studies that have shown that. And also people tend to have extreme religious experiences where they hear the voice of God or whatever when they're at times of extreme stress. So it seems to be an instinct. And intelligence is the opposite of that. It's the ability to rise above your instincts, to not use your instincts, to solve the problem in a logical and reasoned way, to stand outside your instincts. So intelligence and instinct seem to be the opposite of each other. If that's the case, then it would follow that intelligent people are, as it were, less instinctive, less prone to an instinctive reaction.
Ja, und aus diesem Grund scheint es so zu sein, dass es einen negativen Zusammenhang zwischen Religiosität und Intelligenz gibt. Das hat jetzt weniger damit zu tun, dass es nicht rational ist, an Gott zu glauben, sondern tatsächlich eher damit, dass Glaube irgendwie ein Instinkt zu sein scheint, der sich über die Jahrtausende in den Menschen etabliert hat und Intelligenz sich aber eher in der Fähigkeit äußert, sich auch mal über seine Instinkte hinwegzusetzen. Sagt zumindest Ed Dutton, der sich angeschaut hat, was es damit auf sich hat, dass intelligente Menschen seltener gläubig sind.
www.kölncampus.com